brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It's April 15th, 2009. This is the day that tens of millions of Americans go into their post offices and mail a check to the private run-for-profit collection agency for the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve banking scam. And, of course, most Americans don't even realize this because withholding was set up by Milton Friedman back in the late 1940s, well, it actually started during World War II, they figured out, hey, people aren't paying this new income tax. They're refusing to go along with it. What we'll do is we'll just take it out of their paycheck and make their employers be indentured servants for us, and we won't need to hire any feds to enforce it. We'll just arrest employers if they won't carry this out. And, of course, today they give waivers to the employers, basically ignore it. To where the illegal aliens don't have to pay the taxes. And then there's a waiver in the $787 billion stimulus package to where they can give stimulus package money to illegal aliens. It's just all a complete fraud and a joke. So that's what's going on right now. We have the private bankers not content to control this nation, to use this nation as their military arm. The United States, more than half the world's defense expenditures to enforce for the global cartel known as the New World Order. But they're not content with that. Now they want to go ahead and just butcher the nation financially completely, reduce it down to nothing so they can consolidate their power to an even greater level. Now we're going to do something different today. A note to stations out there. Tom Hartman is a syndicated radio host on many, quote, progressive and liberal stations around the country and on the remnant of what is George Soros' Air America. And we're going to be simulcasting with him for an hour today. In fact, they wanted to do an hour, and then somehow somebody decided we'd only do 30 minutes with them. I want to be sure and make sure that directive I gave that I do want to go ahead and do the full hour with them if it's not too late today. So they think we're doing that. Have we called and confirmed that? Because last I checked, we told them, no, we're only doing 30 minutes. Okay, so we're doing an hour with them. A note to stations. Can I have that clock as soon as possible so I can tell stations on air about it? Local breaks that are belong to the local stations, those will be at the regular times. But the 5 after to 8 after, the 30 after, to the 33 after, but they go to 35, so you'll have an extra 2 minutes. Enjoy yourselves. But the two floating network breaks, those are going to move. We're going to just kind of conform to Hartman's breaks. I just wanted to confirm, because I forgot to ask you before, airtime, they'd want to do a full hour, and for some reason we told them we'd only do 30. We're doing a full hour, right? Okay. Great, and then you guys are going down to the Tea Party that's been hijacked by Glenn Beck. Down in San Antonio, supposedly going to be thousands. So we'll get a report from you at the end of the show. Thank you so much, sir. We're deploying some of the crew down there. Jason Burnmas is going. Rob Dube, Aaron Dykes, and Rob Jacobson. And we're just going down there to show the grassroots people standing up to tyranny. And we're going to hand out some of the full reports, 50-something pages. He's printed up a whole bunch of them. Looks like a print shop back there, of civilian inmate labor camp program, the already operating system of having U.S. citizens in camps. Walter Reddy, committeesforsafety.org, he's honchoing the promise to not confiscate the guns, the Oath Keepers. That's coming up this weekend in Lexington in Massachusetts. Big show today, ton of important news. Tell you about it when we get back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A lot of you out there, are upset today. Those of you that actually own your own businesses, as you mail probably 45, 50% of what you earn, because they've gotten rid of most of the exemptions, the way the TurboTax works, the way the CPAs operate. In the last couple of years, they passed federal laws where the CPAs are entirely indentured servants of the federal government, and are there to actually make sure you don't get all the exemptions. So a lot of people are paying 50, 60% in taxes, just the feds. It's not really a 35 or 40% tax bracket, like they say. And if you think things are bad now in this economy, wait till next year with Barack Obama's massive tax increases on anybody making over $125,000 apiece. He played that accounting trick and said, well, if you're making $250,000 a year, you're going to have a tax increase. But really, that's people making over $125,000, and they're getting rid of the property tax exemption. They're getting rid of a bunch of other exemptions. So get ready. Get ready, because the private international banks that rule our planet and are openly setting up world government publicly are saying they want global tax rates raised, and that's the whole point of the New World Order, is so that they, through IMF and World Bank loans, can get control of nations, but also so they can tax the wealthy nations to fund their operation. And then they go in with global regulators, and if a third world country or the United States or anybody else doesn't follow orders, huge sanctions and trade blockades are put on them. And if that doesn't work, revolutions are financed inside the country to overthrow the nation and hand it over to the bankers. And if that doesn't work, they'll claim you got WMDs and come in and attack you like Serbia or Iraq. Or if you got opium they want, they'll stage terror attacks on their own countries and then claim that cavemen did it and take over Afghanistan to get the opium. So as bad as a lot of people think this is nothing compared to the cashless society enslavement system that the Pentagon has designed openly. And it's the body scanning systems at the airports, and it's the face scanning cameras on street corners, and it's your digital photo and your driver's license for the national and world ID agreements they've signed. Your local driver's license is a world ID. That's public. And they're just integrating the surveillance system, and they're having fake conservative groups push a national sales tax, a consumption tax, and they're saying, oh, don't worry, it'll be graduated. If you're under $20,000 a year or $15,000 a year, depending on the plans, you'll pay no tax, but you've got to swipe your ID card at the time of purchase to make sure you're really in that bracket. And then it marks up what you buy, where you buy it, how much money you spent to, quote, stop a black market. And, oh, this shows you bought $30,000 worth of stuff, but you claim you're in a $25,000 sales tax bracket. And then they're going to say they're getting rid of the income tax. They're going to rename it. I discovered this 12 years ago. They had big foundations funding it. That's why they have fake neocons on radio push it. And then they're going to call it the Social Security tax. And they're going to say, oh, everybody pays a flat Social Security tax of 10 or 12%. So no more confusing IRS. It's going to be great. But you're going to have this sales tax, and it's going to be a world sales tax. It's being introduced as a national sales tax, but it's standardized everywhere. And then there'll be added taxes if what you're buying isn't green friendly or if it has a big carbon footprint. This is all being introduced right now. Advertised as conservative, of course. And so you think it's bad now. You haven't seen anything. And as they bankrupt the entire world economy, most people are now going to be on government jobs. That is, even if you work for a private corporation, it's going to have government contracts. And so you'll have to swipe that national ID card every day to clock in and clock out. That's all being proposed by Homeland Security and being standardized and being set up as well right now. Every internet company, including small server companies, will have NSA hubs in them. That's all publicly been announced. The head of cybersecurity a month ago resigned, saying it was a total Pentagon takeover of every major internet or telecommunications business. It's an expansion of the Telecommunications Act of 96 that took over all the phone companies. So NSA has entire floors of all those facilities. And so this grid of control where all your cars are to have satellite tracking by the mile and tax you. All cell phones already track you and control you and watch what you're doing, and they can dial in through the emergency management centers regionally. They're even giving the local cops this power now to dial in and listen to you physically on your cell phone audibly and also track everywhere you are down to 3 feet. And this is all going to be a tax grid. New York's taxing 20% of your phone bill as tax. Other states are now adopting. Every state will implement at the state level, but federally controlled and standardized. They will tax you through that. That's openly being announced. I told you about it 10 years ago in federal documents. Now it's mainstream news. And it goes on and on and on. And if you go out and protest it, some national syndicated radio shows, the Associated Press, Fox News, Washington Times, they all called Homeland Security. These stories are all up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, if you want to go read them. If I have time later, I'm going to play some of the clips when our guest is on the show with us, Walter Reddy, who's involved in some of the Tea Parties and other things. But it's just incredible, the level of tyranny. It staggers the mind. It It staggers me. Dumbfounded. Anyways, they got Homeland Security on the radio, and they got Homeland Security in the newspapers, and they said, yeah, basically, we are spying on the Tea Parties. And we're spying on liberal groups, anybody, churches that say they're going to have community soup kitchens are spied on. That's been admitted. I mean, look, you don't do anything but watch television on your digital cable box that's tracking everything you do, everything you watch. That goes right back to the feds, admittedly. So even if you're doing that, you're being watched. Listen, if all you do is go to baseball games and football games and take Prozac and drink lots of fluoride water and pay all your taxes, you're being watched. Okay? Because they're gauging how to control you and how to get you to accept more tyranny and control. And the UN, the Club of Rome, the CFR, the Ministry of Defense in England, the Pentagon in the U.S., it's all on record in public stated documents, biological diversity assessments, Pentagon reports. We published them all, republished them, posted them. Their goal is to get a total control grid in where you all live like prisoners, and then they're going to kill us. Now, I'm sorry to have to report that to you, but the best place that was ever laid out was Bill Joy, owner of Sun Microsystems, in 1999, April issue, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, Wired Magazine, and he says, look, I went to a big top IT meeting of 200 top IT owners and scientists. Kurzweil was there. They were all there, and he said they openly discussed how the public is going to be eliminated. Now, I mean, I'm sorry that's scary, and I don't blame you for wanting to live in denial and say, man, this Alex guy's whacked out. No, I'm not the whacked out one saying this. My film Endgame covers it. That's the big dirty secret. And it isn't a secret. So I'm going to tell you, police, military, all of you. They already take the military every week and give the troops shots and they die. And the military just says, oh, they died of the flu. The ongoing chemical, biological testing is ongoing. And the police know this. That's why they refused in mass to a man almost. The LA Times reported 99.9%. They ordered 14 million first responders, nurses, doctors, city workers, county workers, police, firemen, on and on and on, to take the smallpox shot in 2003, and 4,000 took it, and a bunch of them died. And that was in mainstream news. Health and Human Services head wouldn't take it. So you know deep down I'm telling you the truth. So I'm sorry reality's scary. But an incremental slave grid is going into place, and we're all deader than a hammer if we continue to let them put the next phase in, the next phase after that. We are two phases away from drone aircraft flying over every U.S. city and nerve gassing every last one of us. And they'll be on the news saying, stay indoors, put tape on your doors, put plastic up. They're already training you how to sit there and die. The government's trying to help you. And then fires are going to break out. The cities are going to burn. And look, I'm not just saying this. I know the enemy's mind, okay? And so you can sit there. You can attack me all day. Because I know the ball games are alluring. I know the topless bars are alluring. I know the sewing circles are alluring for women out there. You know, the modern sewing circles, going out to bars together, getting your toenails painted, running around having fun. But because you've been running around having fun, deciding 50 million dead babies was no big deal, and deciding 1,300,000 dead Iraqis was no big deal, you were all offered your own brand of evil, and you bought into it. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to be vindicated when they have their controlled bioweapons releases. When they have those and it kills a few hundred thousand and then a few million and then, oh, a few years later, 100 million, the public is going to, most of them are going to grovel and beg and do whatever they're told, being promised they'll be safe. They'll line up and take every experimental shot and people will die in mass and the media will practice the process of putting it out there that people are dying like it's no big deal, like they're doing with MMR and HPV and all the other shots killing people deader than a hammer. This is all being tested and war gamed. All right, I'll cover big news when we get back. Stay with us.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Every time I'm laying down to go to sleep at night, I wake up in the morning, I'm in the shower, I'm jogging, I'm holding one of my children, you know, on my knee. And I just think about the listeners out there and how great you are and how you've spread the word and all the good you've done and the amount of change we have affected for good, for transparency, for truth. But then I think about all the people that laugh and giggle who think I'm making this stuff up. Folks, I'm not making this stuff up. A lot of people think I enjoy my success reaching millions of people. How do you enjoy having success doing a very dangerous job that's a dirty business? I mean, I do have the happiness and the enjoyment and the satisfaction of being somewhat effective. But frankly, things are so desperate that most of the time I am just burning with anger at myself that I can't even articulate the full picture, the full horror of what I know. And the level of denial, I mean, how many things have we been right about? This weekend, it was on a few little message boards. We put it up on Infowars.com. It's where it major league breaks. In the last 2-3 days, it becomes national news on Fox, CNN. You know, gun owners are number one terror threat to government. And that's what the document says. And I'm glad a lot of mainstream news articles have gotten the headline right, because that's what it is. And there's still people on Infowars.com, the original story written Sunday by Kurt Nemo and myself. And they're in there right now denying it's real. Now, those have got to be operatives. 3 days after it's admitted to be real and Homeland Security's in the news saying it's their document, I called Homeland Security, and they admitted it was theirs, and there's people in there saying I'm a liar. That can't be, Dumbos. Or maybe it can. I go on radio shows as a guest, and they laugh at me and say there's no new world order, even when they're openly announcing it on the news. Or they say, oh, yeah, there's a new world order, but that just means a change in global policies. No, the globalists have written hundreds of books and policy papers. They say a new world order means a bank of the world owned by private banks that controls currencies and taxes and interest rates and has an army and a court. And our Supreme Court saying they follow the orders of The Hague now. That's USA Today bragging. You know, saying, isn't it good we follow the UN's orders now? This is happening. George Bush signed back on to UNESCO. You know what that means under the UN? All those treaty agreements that everything in our schools and colleges be designed by the UN and government and private corporations and the sensitivity training, the brainwashing to turn everybody against each other in the name of unity. They're making fifth graders in the U.S. and England and Australia and Germany. It's all the same. It's global. Tattle on their parents and learn about homosexual sex. They shouldn't be learning about heterosexual or homosexual. They're innocent. But in the name of teaching them about anti-suicide, suicide goes way up because they teach fourth graders how to hang themselves. Don't do this. Don't tie a tourniquet around your neck and tie it onto something high and jump off a chair. And then suddenly you got third graders having sex with each other. Suddenly you got fourth graders hanging themselves. The globalists know that actually causes them to have sex, causes them to commit suicide when you teach them about it. They're sick freaks, folks. I've got all these CPS documents and even mainstream reports. I can't believe they even admit it, but it continues how they're paid federal bounties on every child they kidnap. That tears my guts out. That freaks me out. And so, you know, I got to be cool when I'm at home. I got to relax. I got to somehow try to get my mind off this a few hours a day. And if there is some beautiful blue sky turning into evening, and I see stars winking into view and the moon and little swallows nesting in the eaves of our house with their little gold bellies and beautiful blue feathers. And I just start thinking, oh, I want to go camping by a river. I want to go spend 2 weeks. I want to go do, you know, plant a garden. I want to walk around with my feet in the mud. I want to go to the beach. I want to forget about all this, but I can't because I know it's real. And if I go to the beach or I go camping, I would dearly love to take a cruise from New York City to England and back again. You know, things like that. I'll never get to do that. I'll never get to go to a baseball game and get some popcorn and a hot dog because I can't, because I know that half the corn syrup products have high levels of mercury in them by design, Washington Post. I can't even sit there and drink a Coke. I can't eat a hot dog. I know it's got a bunch of prions in it. I know that tyranny's coming down on me 100 miles an hour, so I can't live in denial. I know why a lot of you want to live in denial. I know why a lot of you want to just ignore what's happening, because you want to have a life. But I'm telling you, if you don't stand up now, we're going to lose everything. I'm going to come back, hit the bird flu news, the economy news, the Tea Party news, the taxing news, and a lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Joining us as we wage war on corruption, as we crash the lies and disinformation Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., right here on the GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, let me just run through some of the news headlines here. I just want people out there to understand that if you'll just investigate the claims we're making, no matter how insane they sound, it's true. Okay. Here is some of the news I have. We are watching the bird flu situation very, very closely. And there is no doubt that bird flu is a weaponized zoological bioweapon produced by Western intelligence, and even mainstream news in China has come out with that analysis. Major medical institutions have looked at it and say it looks like it's been engineered. We know the Pentagon a decade ago went to the North Pole areas, Arctic areas, and dug up dead whalers and permafrost that had died of the Spanish flu 1918. itself a bioweapon. It started out on U.S. military bases. I've gone back and gotten the old newsreels. That had been a manipulated bioweapon. Of course, the government still had it. They're just acting like they've resurrected it out of the permafrost. If you read the UN documents and other ones, they talk about using a worldwide superflu to wipe out the population. An airborne Ebola would kill 90% of those that came in contact. An airborne bird flu would kill roughly 90% of those that came in contact with it. And then we confirmed a month and a half ago that Baxter Pharmaceutical, also involved in shipping live HIV and hepatitis in vaccines around the world. That's mainstream news, New York Times. Just Google Baxter HIV and you'll get New York Times. And again, they just put this out in plain view like it's no big deal. You'll find New York Times articles from 1999 as the first one. But it's the same companies, Baxter, Bayer, a few others over and over again. And they ship it out to 18 countries. They order it mixed in with regular flu vaccine, live flu. It's mixed up in big batches, and at one sub-lab in the Czech Republic, they test the flu vaccine. Because if it makes a ferret sick, then they didn't radiate it properly. Well, this has been unradiated. They gave it to ferrets, and this has been in Bloomberg, you name it. They gave it to ferrets, and the ferrets died. And they said, whoa, we better test this. And they went, oh, my gosh, the most deadly strain of bird flu that kills 90% of humans that get it has been mixed in with this, and it had been mixed in 18 countries at multiple labs. Now, this is happening simultaneously, and I've got the London Telegraph, AP, Reuters, literally hundreds of mainstream news articles. You can Google health workers arrested, health workers tried, homeless die from bird flu shot. You can read all the articles. For those that want to look at what we're talking about, and they state that the health workers were paid by unnamed pharmaceutical companies and that they gave the homeless the shots, and at one homeless facility, 220-something were given it, and 21 died. The others almost died. And that's, remember, the government whitewashing. Now, that's one homeless shelter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the news studiously will not say what company. Why haven't the companies been indicted? Why are they just arresting the health workers who are on record saying, look, we were lied to by Big Pharma and told this was an experiment, but that it wasn't lethal and give it to the homeless? Now, that's in the news articles. Now, we suddenly got bird flu popping up in Africa, popping up in the Philippines, popping up in Egypt, but also in central areas of Africa, not just up there in the northeast. We got all sorts of stuff going on. We got bird flu popping up all over the United States and Canada. A serious situation. This didn't just show up over here. Now, everybody's running around hyperventilating. We're about day five into all the hyperventilating over an internet clip of a caller to a radio show with no evidence claiming that truck drivers are going down missile silos with missiles loaded with bird flu, but then they don't know it's bird flu, and then it's shipped around all this other malarkey. Because you can listen to it and tell it's not how the feds operate. I know their M.O. I read that federal document this weekend, and I said, this is real. And Kurt said, are you sure? Nobody's confirmed it. And I said, I'll call Homeland Security, and they admitted it was theirs. And then now the AP and everybody else has called, and it's confirmed it's theirs. It's a real federal document. Look, when you do this 18 hours a day, you start getting very, very accurate, very cunning, when it comes to knowing what's fake and what isn't, what's real, what's bona fide. And I'm telling you, it's in the cards for these murderers to release bird flu. And I'm sorry that I haven't done a good enough job to stop them. I'm sorry that you were weak-minded, a lot of you out there. I mean, there's a lot of people out there on government payroll. It's their job to attack us. And when you're sitting there with your family dying around you and you're sitting there dying, at least get your heart right with God before you die. That's all I can say to you. I mean, at least, because I don't even hate you. I just feel sorry for you. Let me tell you the exact type of people that are going to die under this New World Order. The type of people that call up death threaten my wife. The type of people that call up serving evil. God help you. God help your soul. Now, I'm telling you what's in the cards, and it's kind of like Russian roulette where they got a bullet in all six of the chambers, and they're spinning the chamber. They're spinning them, the cylinder, and they're handing us the gun. In fact, they're not handing us the gun. They are putting the gun to our head. I know it's a gun. I know it's in the six chambers. I don't know what they're going to fire into our head. I don't know if they're going to fire one shot, two shots, three shots, four shots, all six of the shots. The way you stop each one of the bullets, the cartridges from being ignited, is you expose each agenda. Now, they've already pulled the trigger on bringing in a world depression, and then their solution to that, global bank, global government, global tax, that is the slug that's already had the cap busted and the bullet's already been firing down the rifle barrel. Now, the question is, will we flinch and wake up and arrest the bankers and bring this all to an end? You know, kind of flinch at the last minute, grab the gun away from them, arrest the bankers, bring them to justice. Or will the bullet graze us, and will the bankers jump back and get in a prone position to fire more slugs into us? Or will we go ahead and let them, you know, keep the barrel up against our head as that bullet goes right through our skull into our collective brain? But that's one of the bullets. The other's bird flu or airborne Ebola. The globalists, of course, all have real vaccines and cures for whatever they release on us. Another one's nuking cities or other big stage terror attacks, more jets flying into buildings. Another slug is staging a new war, starting World War III with Iran, getting into a theater operation. They'll have a side deal with the Russians and the Chinese to only have ground wars and not use nukes, and it'll be like Korea, Vietnam, and everything wound into one. So that's just some of what could happen. So you got the banking takeover, you got the bio attack, you got the nuke staged terror attack or other terror attack along those lines, or smaller, could be bigger. You've got the World War III scenario. You've got the illegal alien rioting scenario. Don't think they don't have community leaders in every barrio in the country where they can go out, have some of their operatives engage in an atrocity against inner-city youth, kill them, whatever, then have the police not prosecute the other cops, and things will blow up. They can do that. They can try gun confiscation. That'll start World War III here in the U.S. And that's six different things they can do. There's a lot of other things they can do as well, because they need crises. You know, down the road, as the economy gets worse, there'll be more and more riots, more and more crime. That's kind of another slow burn option. The public begs the police and military into their streets. They go out, they restore order, they turn the economy back on for a spell. People accept troops on the streets, and then they move into another phase. But it doesn't appear that they're going with the incremental operation anymore. The globalists are openly announcing they're basically shutting down the internet as we know it with a cocktail of different operations, ending net neutrality, internet taxation, regulation, control. That's some of the news we have. And then I've got all this bird flu news. I mean, listen to this. Bird flu found on Kentucky poultry farm all over the world. Countries are saying they're not going to take chickens from Kentucky, and now they're saying it may spread to other states. State and federal authorities are investigating an outbreak of bird flu on a poultry farm in western Kentucky. State veterinarian Robert C. Stout said the strain discovered is the non-pathogenic or low pathogenic and poses a minimal risk to human health. Stout said it is not the high pathogenic strain associated with human and poultry deaths in other countries. So this is just more of the fear-mongering getting you ready for all of this. Remember, it was the British government who admittedly released foot and mouth back 8 years ago, and we said, look how foot and mouth popped up all over England in a two-day period from Scotland to Wales to Cornwall in just a few days. I said, that's the government. And then how the government identified it in all these locations in 2 days. And sure enough, it came out. The government released it, Horton Down Bioweapons Lab. That's mainstream news. You just Google. Foot and mouth came from Horton Down. Google that. You'll get London Telegraph, BBC. And they go, oh, somebody is an environmental terrorist that works for the government. They got into a level 4 zoological bioweapons lab, and they snuck it past the up through three floors and out of the containment units and through the machine gun nest. And then this one person went to over 50 locations and just magically gave it to all the cows and sheep. Yeah, sure. See, how dumb do they think we are? It's impossible for one person to travel in 24 hours to 50-plus locations all over a country and then sneak onto farms and facilities and give animals foot and mouth. So I said, it's a government. And it was the stinking government. And it wasn't one person, just like the anthrax, the most weaponized anthrax ever seen, U.S. weapons grade, the patent. It takes $100+ million worth of equipment just to put the little sails. They put nanotech airplane sails, little wings on each miniaturize, that's another, they said, $50+ million system, just to miniaturize and breed anthrax down to, it's like taking a bull mastiff and turning it into a toy chihuahua that weighs 1 pound, basically. You know, they take it and shrink it down about 1,000 times. And then they go in and nanotech wings on it. So it's very aerosolized. And then they attack all of George Bush's enemies, including the publisher that showed his daughters falling down drunk on each other. That's why people tried to come to me in Austin with all these horrid stories of the Bush daughters, and I'm like, I don't want to hear it. That's the one way I'd have a hit team come in here and kill me deader than a hammer. It's all personal with these global mafias. They almost enjoy me getting up here and telling you how you're slaves and how they're going to kill you. They don't mess with their little cockroach children, I'll tell you that right now. One time I was in a bar where they were falling down. I was at a restaurant. And they were falling down drunk. And Kevin Booth's like, let's get a camera out of the car. And I said, buddy, you want to sign your death warrant? He says, I'm getting it. And I grabbed him by the arm and I said, no, you don't, buddy. And not because I'm scared of dying, but I'm going to die for something like exposing the New World Order. I'm not going to go up to the mobsters and punch them right in the nose. I'm going to go around, expose them as criminals, and tell them, get off my back. Anyway, side issue. New bird flu case suggests the danger of pandemic is rising. Infections in Egypt raises scientists' fears that virus will be spread by humans. They're just getting ready to tell you it's airborne, boys and girls. And top scientists all over Europe were in major newspapers, Poland, Czech Republic, Germany, in major papers that we linked to a month ago, saying we don't understand this. This is the perfect way to mix it with regular flu virus and then inject it to perfectly mutate into airborne human strain. This is the way we would spread it. And they did it through labs, through compartmentalization, where they didn't tell them what they gave them to mix. They mislabeled it as regular flu so that they could have plausible deniability. We caught them red-handed, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just so devastating what's happening. So, bird flu cases suggest the danger of pandemic is rising. So as bad as the IRS raping us to send all our money to the private Federal Reserve, as Ronald Reagan's commission documented, all of it goes to painters on the banks. They set up the private Federal Reserve in 1913, in the same year they passed the unconstitutional amendment for the income tax, and it was not ratified. That's on record. And as bad as that is in the cashless society and the CPS grabbing everybody's kids, and as bad as all that is, and we got to fight it, I believe the New World Order is getting ready to start World War III, set off nukes, release bioweapons. Any one of those or a mix of them, start riots. They have done it before. They will do it again. I mean, they engineered World War II, funded Hitler, Stalin, the U.S., all sides. That's declassified. They funded Pol Pot, Mao, all of them, now all declassified. All these former CIA section chiefs write books about it. Brzezinski wrote a book last year bragging about it. I mean, he's proud that he funded Pol Pot to kill 3 mil. Oh, but they won't hurt us American people. They'll kill 3 million Cambodians and brag about it. They'll kill 1,300,000 Iraqis and brag about it. They'll kill tens of thousands of Serbs and radiate their whole country and brag about it. They'll go and have 8 times increase in the poppy field productions after the liberation of Afghanistan 7 years ago and brag about it. They'll do all of this, but they're not going to hurt us. Here's another one. Bird flu found in Kentucky poultry farm. All right. I'm going to give us some financial news and a bunch of other police state news when we get back. Stay with us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Gloom and doom. We're not going to turn this around unless we face the true magnitude of the evil that we're dealing with as these societies, these guilds of criminals who've been studying how to manipulate and control populations for centuries, for thousands of years, and passing the data down, the knowledge down. If we don't wake up and get active and get truly informed, they are going to win. Because now, because of technology, because of systems, they've decided they don't need us anymore. And all the major Western governments have this as policy, reducing our numbers by at least 80%. That's in State Department Memorandum 200 and others. So when I get up here and I tell you they've been testing controlled bioweapon releases, I mean it. What do you think Africa is? It's a testing ground for all this stuff. Now, in other news, sales tax revenue falls at fastest pace in years. The Wall Street Journal reports, just what Lindsey Williams and others have been talking about, because you have a depression in the real economy. The real economy is imploding, is contracting, as you all are well aware, living in the real world. While the banking economy is consolidating and vertically integrating, and the entirety, literally 95%, the number's 30 to 1, so average that out. It's about 97% then. 97% of it is all going to them. And they say, oh, give us more money, we'll turn the economy back on. They have a built-in incentive to not want the economy to turn back on. They are vertically integrating. State and local sales tax revenue fell more sharply in the fourth quarter of 2008, because these numbers are always 4 or 5 months old, than any time in the past half century, and has continued to erode through the beginning of 2009. Yeah, housing starts are the lowest in U.S. history. All the numbers are coming in that this is going to be worse than the Great Depression if it continues. They're breaking all the records because they've turned the money supply off. We live in a fiat system. Fiat's fine, except it gives a private group of bankers total control. And they can't help but use it to their advantage and abuse us. And it's real simple. You give somebody the keys to the city and say, do whatever you want, and you're the boss, and give them enforcers so they can militarily block you, taking their hands from around your neck. They're gonna abuse you. That's the way the world works, folks. You try taking the nicest person and giving him your business and unlimited power to take your business over and say, I'll be back in 10 years. Put all the money I make or I save over here in a pile. And you get to keep this, you know, this reasonable sum. I would venture to say 98% of people, when you got back in 10 years, would tell, you know, the locks would be changed. They'd say, I own this now, and they'd call the police on you. Now, what did the government do? It became completely illegitimate. And that's all that's happened. It's called tyranny. We're going to be simulcasting coming up at the 8 after. I'm going to come back and continue covering this news. Then I'm going to be on Tom Hartman's show, one of the biggest progressive liberal shows out there. They want a simulcast, so we're doing it. That should be interesting. Four stations out there. The local breaks, your breaks, will be on time. 5 after to 8 after, 30 after to 33 after, and then the end of the hour. But we're going to be breaking at 12:15 to 12:19 at Genesis, and with a network break, and we're going to be breaking at 44 after next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.